When the U.S. Supreme Court decided Monday not to take up several lower courts' appeals allowing for same-sex marriage, the practice essentially became legal in those states. While West Virginia wasn't one of them, an equal rights group in the state says they're just one step closer to reaching their goal. By deciding not to hear lower court cases that declared same-sex marriage bans in five states unconstitutional, the Supreme Court is basically backing those judges' rulings and allowing the states to begin to issue marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples. That includes the bordering state of Virginia, where ceremonies began taking place at local courthouses Monday afternoon. Andrew Snyder is the executive director of Fairness West Virginia. He says the Supreme Court's inaction will now allow federal court judge Robert Chambers to lift his stay on deciding a West Virginia gay marriage case.
It's just, you know, the right thing to do, given the fact that so much of the country is now opening its doors to marriage equality. It's well past time for West Virginia to do the same.
Chambers said earlier this year he would not issue an opinion in the case until the Supreme Court ruled on the issue. The conservative group, the Family Policy Council of West Virginia, who has lobbied against same-sex marriage, did not return a request for an interview for this story. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.